On the next McIntyre in the Morning, get smart 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Well, John Wolfe is right. I will tell you this. Sam Nation would never get barred from a Trump presser. That's for sure. Pool or no pool? Well, I'll tell you. Okay, Sam Murjofsky here, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KBC. Happy Friday. Folks, we made it. It's the end of the week. It's 7 o'clock. You're probably heading home. And let me regale you here with some great stuff. You don't want to miss this. But first, let me tell you, are you going to watch the Oscars? No? I'll tell you this. I'm going to say this. It's a bummer because I'm already ready for what's going to happen. If I watch any part of the Oscars or read any of the Oscar coverage, it's going to make it that much less likely for me to want to go out and see any movie, any actor, any actress, anybody. It's what will happen, you know, because you've heard they're going to protest Trump. They're going to get up there and every speech is going to be some insipid drivel about how awful Trump is. And it's mystifying because these people, you know what I think? It's these people, they're forgetting, these actors forget that half the country, roughly, right, voted for him. They voted for the guy. They like Trump, or at least they liked him enough to, you know, to mark the box next to his name. And for them to sit there and bash him, which they're going to do, it's so short-sighted. I mean, why would you do something if your job is to sell tickets, to sell DVDs, to get people to buy your product, which relies on them looking at you, staring at your ugly face for an hour and a half? Why in the world would you want to associate your face with trash-talking that person's candidate? Stay out of politics. But of course, Hollywood can't help themselves. The more money you have, the more you have to, the more you have to find ways to be relevant. You know, I don't get it. Now, speaking of relevance, I'll tell you who is fighting for relevance right now. It's the Democratic Party, and I was at a fundraiser last night, and I was sitting next to a guy, who, you know, is a political guy. He does a lot of fundraising, a lot of political fundraising. And anyway, of course, somehow the topic turned to what do you do? The dreaded question. So, you know, I tell him and he goes, "Oh, you must be conservative." And I said, "Well, yes, I am. Aren't you?" And, oh, my God. "But you don't really like Trump, do you?" I'm like, "Oh, my God. Here we go." Take a deep breath. "Yeah, I love Trump. I love him." And I won't bore you with the whole conversation, but the end of it resulted in him telling me what his opinion was about why the Democrats are in the wilderness. And it all had to do, it's plain and simple. The Democratic Party lost, Hillary Clinton lost, because they ran a bad candidate. And that's it. And I wasn't even going to get into correcting him, because here's the issue. That is such a profound oversimplification, and I know you've heard it, and you've had friends make that, you know, you've heard people make that argument, and forget even your friends, you hear it all the time on CNN, you know, "Well, we, you know, this and that, and, you know, well, Hillary Clinton wasn't that exciting, and, you know, and, but none of it acknowledges the terminal failures, not just of Hillary Clinton, the candidate, not just of Hillary Clinton, the politician or the ideologue, but of the Democratic Party under Obama, whom, and this is so funny because everybody you talk to in the Democratic Party, any Democrat, any, even some centrists, they love Obama. This guy last night's telling you, Obama's one of the greatest U.S. presidents. You do not understand. You do not know what you're talking about how great he is. Okay. Producer Robbie is rubbing his eyes. Where do I even begin? See, this all matters because you have to understand why Trump is going to get reelected in 4 years. I want to help you make money. You want to make some money? Start betting your stupid, idiotic liberal friends that Trump is going to win in 4 years. And let me tell you why. I'll tell you why you're going to win. Why Trump is going to win if you put your money on Trump. Because barring something happening to him and his health and everything, all that, you know, usual disclaimer stuff, if he's actually in the race, in order to lose, one or two of the two things I'm going to say have to happen. One or both of these things have to happen. One, he discredits himself by doing something insane, you know, and I think actually that means not even insane according to CNN, but insane according to what his supporters expect of him. So he, let's say, does something that terribly, in a terrible way, alienates his base. I would give you an example, and I can't even use it because he's not doing it, but if he were to nominate a centrist or a liberal to the court, for example, or if he were to raise taxes, or if he would renegotiate NAFTA that would actually allow, it would actually incentivize businesses more to cross the border. You see what I'm saying? I'm giving you examples. They are obviously stupid, but, you know, those are the kind of things that would burn down Trump's core support. And on the other side, okay, the other thing that would have to happen in order for Trump to lose would be a really excellent qualified candidate on the other side has to run, right? I mean, it's not enough for one person to flame out in a race. It's going to be a two-party race, a two-person race. And in that scenario, you need a viable alternative. And the viable alternative can't just be Mr. Charming, Mr. Persuasive. That person, or Ms., I don't want to get into that trouble. But that person must also, behind them, have a backup of a message, of an ideology, of a belief that will resonate and capture the public. And I'm going to tell you right now, if there's a dress rehearsal. You might not even know this. There is a dress rehearsal right now going on for the race for president. And it's this race coming up, and it's for Democratic National Party chair, right? So the DNC is going to pick a new boss, a new leader. And the old one was, what was her name? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the world's most hideous person from Florida. The gal who leaked all the... Anyway, you know the story. And then she got booted because she threw the race for Hillary and knocked Bernie down and got replaced with Donna Brazil, Crazy Donna. And Crazy Donna fed the questions to Hillary as well, because basically, anyway, the whole party's corrupt. Now they're picking a new leader. And I was thinking that in all of this would be a terrific opportunity to restart the Democratic Party, to give it a little... You know, that was my attempt at imitating a defibrillator, because what you do have right now is a party that is basically a corpse. It is laying there. It is not moving. There is a faint pulse, but otherwise you've got the medic right now doing the chest pump. Only they really don't have a medic. Anyway, I'll end the metaphor there. But suffice it to say, the reason why the Democrats lost is that they completely abandoned the working class person. Okay? The American worker was abandoned by the very party that purported to support him or her. And by the way, You look at working class folk, and you're talking about generational support of the Democratic Party. But what happened was someone came along, you know, Trump, who was an excellent communicator, who got up there, who cut through all the media and spoke directly to people, and laid bare the enormously offensive charade that is Democratic Party pretending to be for the little guy. Because while Joe Schmo, who's working on the assembly line somewhere, has, I don't know what small percent, but significant amount of money taken out of his paycheck every month to go to his union. The union that then turns around and bundles all that money in great amounts and gives it to the Democratic Party. The union that then sends its head honchos to Washington, D.C. and swill fine wine and eat expensive hors d'oeuvres and live it up in $1,200 a night hotel rooms, attending parties with congressmen and congresswomen and the president and God knows who else. While all that's going on, the guy's still at the assembly line. He's barely holding on to his job. He's having money taken out of his paycheck every month. It's going to the Democratic Party, and now let me ask you, what has the Democratic Party been doing for him? Oh, I'll tell you. So, for one, the Democrats, what do? They support every job-killing initiative there ever was. If it moves, tax it, regulate it, and restrict it. Okay? And you know this is true. I mean, anything from OSHA to the environment, taxes, right? I mean, up EPA. I mean, just let's handcuff business at every turn. And you know what? The guy, at the end of the day, the guy doesn't have a job if there's no job, if there's no business, right? You've got to support the business in order for the little guy to have a job. The other thing, right? Open borders, right? Oh, yeah, let's just let every illegal immigrant come across the border in droves. No problem. No issue. Because you know what? We are the party. We are the party that cares. And no human is illegal. Right. Okay. So what does that do to the worker? The worker is there. He's barely holding on to his job. And every day, thousands of people come into this country who will do his job for less money. You understand how that works economically? Because I think a lot of liberals missed that part of college. They were too busy protesting, chaining themselves to a tree, you know, trying to, you know, I don't know. Because here's how econ works. The more there is of something, the lower the cost of that good. Because it drives up supply, right? And then there's free trade, right? The Democrats, free trade. Every free trade, everywhere, free trade. You know, open the borders to trade. Well, that's all great, fine, and dandy. But as Trump explained so well, this trade created what? An incentive for American businesses to pick up and move south of the border. So unless that worker that was getting, you know, whatever, you know, 3%, 4%, 5% taken out of his paycheck for the union, who was then bundling that money and giving it to the Democrats, unless that worker is able to relocate and actually get a job at the maquiladora somewhere, you know, south of the border, guess what? That guy is out of a job. And Trump comes along and he articulates this. And that's not Hillary's fault. That's no failing on Hillary's part. Hillary did not create the Democratic Party that did all this nonsense. Hillary did not create the party that cuckolded the very people that it pretended to represent. It is plain and simple a violation of a relationship that was there and was there for a long time. And instead, with all this going on, this is what makes what's going on in the news right now so patently absurd. Because everything on CNN is Trump is this and Trump is that, and he's, you know, he's the worst just a buffoon and horrible and a liar and it's every word describing Trump is what? Unprecedented, beneath the dignity of office. And in all of it, they're focusing on Trump. And this is why they will lose in 4 years. This is why that bet that I suggest that you make with all your dumb friends who think that Trump is, I mean, if he survives four years, that is, I'll bet you that. I mean, there's people making those bets, right? You always want to be smart. You want to be in on the know. And who do you want to listen to? I'm not saying I'm the only guy, but I was here a year ago telling you Trump was going to win. So what are you going to do? You're going to listen to me, or are you going to listen to, you know, to CNN that was convinced that Trump was going to lose, I don't know, about 2 hours before it happened? And we know what happened. He won. I mean, it took CNN, I think, a week to, for the news to even sink in. And the reason is they believe their own lies. This is a hallmark of the left. You cannot believe your own BS. And, you know, their excrement stinks. It stinks to high heaven. And they have been buying what they've been selling. And that is why they are lost. And so I want to, when I come back, I've got some clips of you know, some of the top contenders for the post of head DNC Grand Poobah. And I want to play these clips because you've got to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Be careful there, Sam. Be careful. Straight from the horse's mouth. Because you got to hear how lost these clowns are. They're so lost. Poor lambs. All right, Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Call now. Call me if you're interested.
What's your phone number?
800-ABC-KABC.
Ask for the phone number, not the phone letters.
That's 800-222-5222.
Thank you.
I do actually wonder now if CNN has to go out on the streets of Washington, D.C. and try to get bootleg copies of the White House press briefing. You picture Wolf Blitzer out there, you know. I could see him, you know, in a dark alley somewhere. Hey, man, spot me a tape. That's interesting. Anyway, we're talking about why the Democratic Party is not just had. It's not just some kind of little like fluke thing that they lost to Donald Trump. Why this is an endemic problem? They still don't recognize the reasons for their demise. And I'm giving one of the major reasons that they have totally turned their back on working class America. And I'll tell you, I want to develop this point a little bit to give you some examples of this. You know, I think that it's very easy for people to view things through their lens, right? Through the lens of where they are, and so you have. And it's not simple just to say it's a question of elites and non-elites, because I'm telling you, there are people on the coasts, even if they maybe are not well-to-do, but still, these are people that are living better than most of the people in middle America. There's this part of this country that still is. Yeah, I'll give you an example. I told you I was at that dinner party last night, and a guy next to me, you know, big lib, and he's talking about how you know this transgender bathroom thing. I mean, Sam, you cannot pot. Do you understand how hurtful this is that President Trump has turned his back on transgender children? And I'm, you know, look, I don't pretend to understand this issue, all right? But what I can tell you is I understand humans. And this is just not an issue that is going to win you elections. If you are the party of transgender bathrooms, if you are the party that puts on its bumper stickers LGBTQ, I'm telling you, there's people in middle America that cannot tell you the difference between what the G stands for and what the Q stands for. They're lost. You've lost us. I mean, you know, I actually did a little poll. I said, tell me, I talked to people that I know, and tell me the difference between gay and queer. I'm curious. And people here in California can't tell me the difference. Then you've got the whole no human is illegal. Well, okay, that might play on a UCLA campus or at Berkeley. But if I go to Mexico and I go there illegally without stamping my passport, guess what happens? I can't do anything in Mexico if I don't have my government-issued ID card, period. I can't even buy property. Done. I have no rights. I can't even get a cell phone plan. And so, you know, and equal pay, right? So you hear this equal pay, gender, you know, equal pay, you know, First of all, Democrats need to figure out how many genders there are, because I'm confused on that front too. But equal pay for equal work is, do you understand how offensive that is to somebody that has stopped looking for work because they cannot get employment? Do you realize, you politicians on the left, how freaking just out of touch you sound to people over there in flyover country who are either unemployed, underemployed, or have just stopped looking? You know how you dealt with that problem? You know how you dealt with those people? I'll tell you. The Obama administration decided they're just not going to report unemployment figures the same way the prior administrations did. They just played funny with the math to drive down, to make the percentage look good. And so they believed the lie. And this is the same thing that the Democrats did in the election, concretely dealing with what? Polls. Because this is what happens when people believe their own BS. They will find the math. They will find the evidence for what they believe instead of looking for what the reality is out there. So they've missed the reality. And I'm going to get to these clips, I promise. Next segment, I'm going to hit these clips of the guys that are doing the DNC race. You've got to hear what they're saying because they're just lost, absolutely lost. We got John Wolf up with the news. He is not lost. He knows right where he is, and he is here. Up next, Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
All right, Sam Rejofsky here. Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC, rounding out the end of the week here at Friday night. We are talking about the Democratic Party. One of my favorite topics, because, as it happens to be, as a student of all things political, I'll tell you this. I think I have a pretty good grasp on things that are happening. And I'm always mystified when the consensus, when the general consensus somewhere is totally opposite of reality, flies in the face of it. And that's what's going on right now in the Democratic Party, because they have absolutely no clue why they lost the election. And I already explained in great detail what that is. They've got issues that are just out of touch with America. They forgot, frankly, even the middle class, but certainly the working class. And they've catered only to fringe people on the left coast and on and in the East Coast. And you cannot win elections this way. So now the Democratic Party is doing, you'd think, some soul searching. And you'd think that they would be doing it now as part of the race to replace their DNC party chairman. And there's about 10 people running. None except two. Are really serious contenders. And the top guy for the job is Keith Ellison of Minnesota, and then also a guy, Tom Perez, who was Obama's labor secretary. And I'm going to play you these clips, two clips of what they said in the debate. Now, they're actually holding a debate on CNN. Yes, you guessed it. That's correct. CNN ran the full debate of all 10 people talking over each other about how much they love one another and how great their party is and how bad Trump is. I don't know why, because the public doesn't vote on any of this. Like, I think, what is it? There's like 447 party leaders that pick the guy. So it's kind of the same process as how they pick their candidate, right? For president. Anyway, so this... This is what Keith Ellison said, congressman from Minnesota, and he's explaining what happens when Democrats lose elections. But listen to it. He also explains why they lose elections. When this is over, I'm going to tell you why he's so wrong. Listen in.
When Democrats lose elections, you know, bad things happen to good people. And we cannot stand back and tolerate it. And the tool that we have at our disposal is to win elections. And that means we go to 3,143 counties all over this country. That means we turn on during the off year. That means we focus on turnout.
Thank you.
Is how we succeed.
Thank you, Mayor.
Turnout. Get out the vote. That's their answer. You know, I hate to sound like a broken record. You have to have good ideas that resonate with the public, and then you can focus on getting out the vote. Or you can be like Donald Trump, okay, and have a tremendous advantage where you've got a larger-than-life personality, and which by the way, you've joined with ideas that are resonating with people. And then do you know what your get-out-the-vote is? Yeah, people are excited to gasp, get out and vote. Duh. I mean, this is so stupid because these are the people that are these are the politicians that are doing these machinations of trying to, you know, of micro targeting and dividing us all up into little groups. And OK, you're brown and gay and live in this county. So we're going to micro target you. And then you're white and rich and privileged, and we have a separate category for you. And no, this is how they think. This is the Democratic Party get out and vote campaign. How long is our Tom Perez clip? Oh yeah, here, let's play it now. We got some time. Play Tom Perez.
So we have seen from the get-go that this person wants to turn the clock back, and the Democratic Party
talking about
needs
Trump
to take the fight to Donald Trump.
That's
when we
right.
lead with our values, when we lead with our conviction, that's how we succeed. And I've lost my voice going all over the country. And what I'm saying to people is, my voice may be crackly now, but when we take over by implementing this 50-state strategy and making sure that Democrats have a voice, that is how we return the power to the people.
There's no ideas there. There's no platform. It's all about, you know, going to 50 states. And doing what, exactly? Talking about the same nonsense you've been talking about for the last 20 years? Give me a break! All right, back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, 790
KABC.
Tell you this, I have shared a lot of crazy stories with you over the years here, and I tell you this is incredible. All right, from the Valley Report, Gainesville, Florida. All right, I'm just going to do it. 37-year-old man is dead after his trailer home was destroyed in a meth lab explosion caused by him lighting up his farts in order to amuse his wife. This is absolutely true. Apparently, the whole place was blue sky high because he was trying to light so-called blue angels, which is when you put a lighter up to your bottom and let out and pass gas. And the man's wife was found, blown away out of the, you know, away from the trailer. And she explained. Now, here, this is the best part. Normally, we go to Del Taco because of their 59-cent tacos. But we made some extra cash this week, meaning selling meth, right? So we went to Chipotle. And she adds, the farts you get from there could fill a gas chamber. I know he's looking up from hell, laughing his something off, saying it was worth it. And here is the line that absolutely completes the whole piece, which is the woman plans on suing Chipotle, which failed to address their peppers, causing a higher rate of methane in human farts. So I'm sorry. I know this is dirty, but look, people like this exist. I mean, people like this really exist. So I don't know. Sweet James wouldn't touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. This is not the kind of case. They're going to have to find a different lawyer. They're going to have to find somebody less qualified and frankly insane to take that case to court. But James Bergner, he's the lawyer that we trust. When you have a real injury that has some merit, you talk to him. Call him, because even if it's something that is crazy, maybe not as crazy as this, he will listen to you, he'll talk to you, he'll suss it out. And you got to have his phone number handy. Okay, you don't want to get into it with anybody else. You don't want to call the insurance company or whomever. You just want to get straight to Sweet James and get the advice that you need. 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit James's website, sweetjames.com. All right. More fun from Democrats here, and their quest to figure out, to parse out what happened, and coming to terms with the loss. Look, denial, right? Isn't that the first stage of grief? You deny that, you know, that it even happened. But the denial here isn't necessarily that, oh, that we're coming to terms with losing the election itself, but understanding the why. And I want you to understand the why. So not just so you can be smart at parties and wow your friends with knowledge, and not just for you to make bets with those same friends that Trump is going to win again in 4 years, but it's because it's important to understand the process of why we are where we are right now, and also to understand why, for example, all this media nonsense, right? The media attacking Trump. Look, CNN, bunch of libs, right? It's pretty much confirmed. You know, you know that guy, the secret tapes guy, he came out. He has a bunch of tapes that recorded hours and hours in the CNN newsroom. That's going to be a big story next week, because people are going to go through those tapes and they're going to find lots of instances of bias. But so what? It's just going to confirm what we already knew. But you see, these are the same people that are supposedly coming and giving us information, giving us objective analysis of what it is that's going on in politics. But they're so close to it that they have no idea what happened. And I've got a, can we play this Jimu clip? Jimu Green, she's one of the candidates running for DNC chair. She's the former president of the MTV Rock the Vote. She doesn't have a prayer of getting this, by the way. But here, play what she said. It's insane.
We have to do better as Democrats with effective messaging. And I'm sorry, your question was wrong, because when you entered this country illegally, it's a civil offense. It is not a criminal offense.
Wrong.
And no human being can be illegal.
No human being can be illegal. No human being. I didn't say being. OK, so just so you know that no human being can be illegal. And I'll tell you, this is insanity. Because the people that they lost in the election are the ones that were profoundly affected by illegal immigration. It's, they don't get it. They're lost. Back after this, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio,
Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Right, Sam Rogowski here. So look, the question now is, right, if we know why the Democrats lost, and we know it was not just because of Hillary running a bad campaign, that it was based on their history and just the ways that they abandoned the voters that they, you know, supported, or that supported the party, I should say, then what of this now, and why did the Republicans win? And the funny thing is the same reasons for the same things that the Democrats did to lose the election. By the way, those are the issues that they share with the Republican Party, with the pre-Trump Republican Party. You know, job-killing legislation, open borders, free trade. Those are things that Democrats and Republicans agreed on, which is why Trump actually is running against, in many ways, against two parties. He's running against the Democrats, and he's running against Republicans who are entrenched in all this, right? The old dogs, right? You got McCain and O'Connell and all those people. And so this is the thing. You know, it's the people that you, when you win like this, when you're winning based off of, you know, without party support, without a big machine behind you, and you're taking some basic ideas and putting them out there and running against a broken system. If Trump can actually move the needle on any of the economic indicators, it doesn't just redefine, you know, it won't just lead to the Democratic Party having to do soul searching and find a new direction. But in a very major way, the Republican Party has to figure out who they are. And the Republican Party has to reshape who they are and what kind of direction they take. And they can't no longer be this sort of, you know, tepid, mealy-mouthed, you know, globalist slash, you know, big government, you know, establishment types. And the Republicans that are still in the system that espouse that worldview, they're going to become a little bit endangered, I'm afraid. They have to be. And they have to be cycled through. So we're entering a really interesting time in our political system, in our political history. And a lot of the rules, a lot of the conventional wisdom is being rewritten. And so let's buckle up. Like, we're along for a fun ride. I mean, whatever it is that happens, it's going to be interesting. But in my opinion, I think what we're going to see is a Republican Party that shaves down, right, removes some of this baggage of people that are really just in it for the political ride or in it for the, you know, the fun and games and prestige and power. People that are really actually quite liberal. And the core fundamental conservative principles of freedom, lowering taxes, lowering registration, as Steve Bannon put it at CPAC, dismantling, right, the administrative state, returning power back to the people, focusing on us as a whole. We're all Americans instead of dividing us up into a bunch of puny little subgroups. These are the things that resonate with a majority of people. These are the things that are going to make whatever party embraces it win. And win huge. All right, have a great weekend. John Wolfe up with the news next. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790 KBC.